Tom is back with us. He has written an op-ed piece that is in today's Detroit News. And the focus of that piece is Michigan has the power to reimagine education. Now, you use that word, reimagine, a lot. I think what you're asking now, can Michigan, they can really make a mark here?
Absolutely. I think that for too long that we continue to, you know, pretend things were okay when they weren't. And this is both in our industries. Take a look at what happened to the Detroit 3, and certainly within education and in public service. We've entered a new reality. What we make of this new reality is up to us. No one's coming to our rescue. We have resources within the public education. We have to ask ourselves, how are we investing them? And I don't think, quite honestly, Tony, anybody in their right mind, that if given the between $14 and $20 billion a year, which we spend on public education in the state, we're told to recreate a system of education to make our children capable of really thriving in the 21st century knowledge economy, they would exist. They would create what exists today. And so that's what I talk about, reimagining, taking a look at new ways of doing it. In fact, you've interviewed some of those people, Glenn Taylor and Beth Baker, the WAY program, that are developing an e-learning, a blended e-learning model that really can tap into education in a new way that most of us have never even thought of.
Tom, you start out the piece, and I think this kind of got lost in it. There are lessons that Michigan business and government must learn from the lost decade that stripped our state of pride and nearly 1 million high-paying middle-class jobs. That pride thing, not only I think that we internalized that somewhat, but we did take a big hit, didn't we?
Absolutely, we did. A lot of our friends, family, I don't think there's any of your listeners that don't know somebody personally that has been beaten up by this economic downturn that is facing people losing their homes or jobs. What we cannot lose is our hope. We are very capable people as American and Michiganians. We can lift up. We can do better. But it really takes that opportunity to sit back and to rethink. How are we doing things, and can we do them in a new way that would really advance teaching and learning in the state of Michigan?
Tom, you talked about the illiteracy rate that is not only embarrassing but a detriment to creating a foundation which to build anew. I can remember last year my 7-year-old was way behind in reading, and it was a shock to my family because my 10-year-old is a couple years ahead of where he needs to be. Me and my wife read a lot. And the school district took the lead in not only engaging my son in an hour afternoon program after school every day, but then it kind of shook us up, and we engaged with our son several times a day. We're going to sit down, we're going to read. And now he's ahead of where he needs to be. But that reading thing is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we can almost predict the dropout rate in the second, third grade. If a child's not learning reading at third grade level, the likelihood of them being successful later in life is not really great. And what it shows, Craig, Tony, in your focus with your family, with your teachers, is when we wrap our arms around that child, we can do great things. Our public schools are the true Statue of Liberty of this great country of ours, and our great teachers are truly the torch lighting the way for us all. We have to make sure that we're investing wisely in getting the results for our kids, because it impacts each and every one of us. If we don't have an educated workforce, we're going to continue to slide down the economic ladder.
Every think tank that we have talked to, every teachers association, every teacher, anyone involved with education has told us how important pre-K is, and it just baffles my mind that we haven't spent enough money on that. In your op-ed piece, you talk about that. Do you think that the current administration gets that?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I'm really excited about is Governor Snyder has pulled together. I mean, believe it or not, in state government, there were 85 different agencies, departments, work units in state government that had some piece of the preschool 0 to 5 high quality education. Now, the governor has pulled that together, put it under the Department of Education. Imagine some of that was in other places, and is going to hold them accountable for making sure that we're maximizing those resources to assure that all of our children in the state of Michigan come to school ready to learn. 85% of the human brain is developed in the first 5 years of life. That's the greatest investment we can make economically and educationally in this state to focus on high-quality preschool education.
If you'd like to read Tom Watkins' op-ed piece, which is in today's Detroit News, just go to detnews.com. You'll be able to find it there. Tom, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.